Off the Ball Rugby.
I had him in my original, if you remember, Colin. I had him as my starting 10 for the tour.
Yeah, but you were also in a stadium and that's changed. So, like, what do you think now?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Maria Davison, Tipperary Camogie captain. We're here in Nolan Park ahead of Saturday's doubleheader Camogie All-Ireland semi-finals. Before we get to the Camogie stage, do have to offer you a big congratulations on your win at the weekend. How are you feeling?
Yeah, thanks very much. It's a great weekend. You know, can't even believe it's Tuesday now. The few days have absolutely flown by. So it's a great buzz around Tipperary. The lads came home last night. They got a great homecoming. So absolutely delighted for them. And, you know, it's a great, I suppose, start, I suppose, into the week of semi-finals for us.
Yeah. And does it filter into your camp as well? Obviously, the positivity around Tipperary, but the fact that maybe they were underdogs and you might be going in, not even underdogs, but hoping to topple a kingpin of Camogie.
Yeah, it'll definitely feed into our dressing room. You know, we're heading training tonight now, and I've no doubt that the energy will be high. Everybody is, you know, excited, I suppose, after the weekend. And the way that the lads, I suppose, you know, threw themselves at that All-Ireland was inspiring. And I think it really goes to show what a little bit of, I suppose, fight and fire in the belly, like the danger that it can happen or that it can do to the opposing team. So it's definitely something that we would like to bring into the semi-final with us as well.
And can we chat a bit about the quarter-final? Because what a win you had. First of all, your goal line block with about 12 minutes to go in the second half seemed like it was a real pivotal moment, but Kilkenny ended up levelling it. How do you go into the dressing room then, heading into extra time, when you almost feel like Kilkenny had a bit of the up because they'd level things?
Yeah, and like we were all speaking about it after in the dressing room, and we all kind of said we felt very calm and composed on the field, but I think from the outside it probably looked like a little bit of chaos and a little bit of a mess. But I think we've probably grown a lot in the last year in particular. You know, we lost out here in the semi-final last year by a point, haven't been winning on 60 minutes on the clock. So we knew we kind of needed to get mentally strong for those games. And yeah, look, we allowed them to draw the game at 60 minutes, but we kind of knew ourselves we still had more in the locker to give, and we brought that energy and intensity into extra time, and we knew the work that we had put in with our S&C was going to come into flourishing, and it did. And you know, we kind of kicked on then from there, and I think that just really shows the mental growth of the team.
Yeah, there was a bit of a minute of madness when you had that unbelievable penalty save, and then Clodagh McIntyre goes up and scores one of the greatest goals, I'd say, ever in Croke Park.
Yeah, and I think her celebration was probably even better than her goal. But yeah, no one better than Clodagh. Like, you know, she went off and she came back on, and you know, I think she went up to Dennis after the match and said, you know, you knew I'd do it for you. So she's a character, and you know, what a goal. And you know, to take on the players, I suppose, and have the courage to take that shot, it shows, I suppose, yeah, great courage from her. And I think that just gave us all a boost then to just kick on from there.
Yeah, you're facing a Galway side who topped their group, so they didn't have to play a quarter final. You must feel that it's an advantage to play in Croke Park already and have such a comprehensive win under your belt.
Yeah, and like, look, our championship so far, we had a very poor start against Cork, and I think since then we probably had easy wins where we haven't really performed our best. So we really needed that big challenge before we came to semi-final, so Kilkenny gave us that and more. So I think that'll definitely benefit us, and I think we needed to prove to ourselves as well that we have grown a lot since last year, particularly that mental side of closing out those high-stake games. And quarterfinals are there to be won in no matter what manner, and I don't think we did it in a good manner at all, but look, we got the job done, and yeah, it'll definitely help us going into the weekend.
And you mentioned mentalness there. You're facing a Galway side who knocked you out at this stage last year by a point. Is that playing a big part to play in your preparation for this weekend?
Yeah, and I suppose even we've gotten to semi-finals now over the last 2 years and lost out by small margins. So, you know, we have that hurt bottled, and you know, last year we spoke about using it and we didn't. You know, we allowed Galway to score those 2 points in the injury time, and you know, it's literally small margins, it's the small tweaks that are going to make the difference. But I do think that having that hurt in the locker is, you know, something dangerous once unleashed, and it's definitely something that we're ready to unleash this weekend.
And Galway, we've got Kerry Dolan here as well today, impeccable on the frees, and Niamh Mallon, who's having an unbelievable season. How do you stop the likes of Niamh Mallon and ensure that you're not giving away the frees as a centre back chief in the defence there? You're not giving away those frees because you know you will be punished.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm the one now not to be giving away the frees, but anyway, yeah, look, I think everybody has a job to do now on Saturday all around the field, and I think once executed it should really help us to, I suppose, keep them to small points if possible. And yeah, in fairness to Carrie on the frees, she's absolutely incredible, like right between the posts every single time, so we can't be affording to allow them to get the space and to run at us, because when they will, there's no other option really than to foul. But as I said, I think if we push up and everybody plays their role, you know, I think that should minimise that threat big time.
I was going to ask you about the intensity in training, but I think your face is saying it all at the moment, is it?
Yeah, look, it's great. You know, there's a great buzz around training and everyone's still fighting hard to get on to the starting 15 or to make those first five subs. So came out the wrong side of one rock there last Thursday, and you know, it could be way worse. Inconvenient, but could be definitely way worse.
And doubleheader here on Saturday. Ye felt the atmosphere in Croke Park last week when you had the Tipperary and Kilkenny crowds coming in. How did it feel to play in front of such a big crowd like that?
Yeah, it was incredible. And I think it being, you know, the two counties in both matches really made a difference as well. It was a really exciting day. And especially in extra time, you could really feel that buzz coming into the stadium. And I think you could feel the Tip fans getting behind us, and that really drove us on. So that energy is massive. And without them as well, like, you know, it's a very quiet and lonely place to be on the field if they're not behind you. So, and especially after the All-Ireland there as well on Sunday, like, I think everybody is really excited around Tip, and I think it's filtering into Tipperary Camogie, so I've no doubt that energy will come here on Saturday as well.
Carrie Dolan, we're here at the launch of the semi-finals for the All-Ireland in Nolan Park, where you'll be heading on Saturday for the big doubleheader. Just want to track back to your last game, obviously against Waterford. How important was it for ye, you know, to top the group and make sure you stayed out of the quarterfinals this year?
Yeah, look, it was a really tough game. I suppose we came into it and Waterford were the farm team, to be honest. I think we went in all square at half time. We took our time kind of pulling away from them, but we shoved on kind of in the last few minutes, and yeah, it was lovely to top the group.
You've had 4 weeks off now. How did you spend those? You know, obviously you want to keep the intensity, and the other teams you'll be facing would have come through the quarter final stage.
Yeah, look, it was a different route to last year. We were in a quarter final last year. But I suppose we took the Monday evening off, and back to training Wednesday evening, and wait to see who we got at the weekend. Two really good quarter finals in Croke Park. And look, yeah, we had a few panel games in that. Our under 23s had a really good win against Cork. And yeah, just looking forward to the weekend now.
Yeah, that under 23 win was brilliant. You know, Galway coming in underdogs against Cork, who'd beaten them earlier on in the year. Will we be expecting to see some of those players coming into the panel for the next game, and hopefully for the All-Ireland final for yourselves as well?
Yeah, look, I think with the way they performed, they'll have to. I suppose they were big underdogs, as you said. But if you show up and bring work rate in any game, you're in with a really good chance, and that's what they did.
And it must be a huge advantage for you as well to have Cahill over both the under-23s and yourselves, because is there a real cohesion between the panels?
There is, I suppose. Look, he obviously knows both panels really well. I suppose it worked really well for us in terms of injuries, and that girl's got more game time. It's keeping the panel really healthy, so it is.
Yeah. And Group 2 this year, obviously you'd yourselves, Waterford and Kilkenny and Dublin and Derry. It was a lot more competitive than Group 1 when you looked at a lot of the scorelines. Do you think that will really stand to you coming towards the end of the championship season this year?
Look, I suppose it was. But I suppose the other teams then have had the quarter final, really two tough quarter finals, I suppose, 2 weekends ago. I think it'll stand to us, yeah.
And how do you feel now coming up against the Tip team? Obviously, they had to go to extra time. They're coming in hot, and you've had the 4 week break. What do you do to counteract that?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's a repeat of last year. I do think the quarter final will stand to them. I know it was tough going to extra time, but I suppose they came out on top in the end. But look, as I said, we were lucky, the 23s, they've come back in training with us, and we've had a couple of really good panel games, and I think that'll stand to us too.
And can you chat to us a small bit about taking on the captaincy role this year and how it's changed your approach to the season?
I suppose Rosie was captain last year, and I suppose Cahill asked me to take it over this year. I suppose it hasn't changed much for me, really. I still approach the game in the exact same way. A few extra media events like today, but I suppose that's part of it.
And just for here, you're taking a look. We've got the pitch behind you. Looks like it's in great nick. For your free taking, which has been just unbelievable all year, and I think it's an aspect that Tipperary would be definitely concerned about coming into this weekend. Do you have to change anything depending on the stadiums you're playing, or do you always try to keep your routine dead set?
Well, look at Nolan Park here. It's an unbelievable field. I suppose it's the best field, to be honest, to be taking frees in. And look at Tipperary have a great free taker in Grace O'Brien too, so it'll be no different for them.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.